quietness, it will be a time where we recognise that Christmas can be really tough for so many people. Please do join in with as much as you want. Please do stand when we sing if you want to. If you don't, that's fine. Join in with as little or as much as you like. So we're going to start with an opening prayer, and then there are some words to respond to, the words in bold type in your order of service. So let's pray. God of mercy and love, we gather here today as hurting people, bringing our pain, our sorrow, and our confusion to this safe space tonight. Would you meet us in our darkness and give us freedom to struggle together as we seek your presence? We ask for strength for today, courage for tomorrow, and peace for the past. Amen. So come amongst us, God, you who cast the planets into space and cradle the sparrow in her nest. Come, God, and meet us here. Come amongst us, God, you who bless the poor and the broken and stand by the sad and the strong. Come, God, and meet us here. Come amongst us, God, you who dance in the silence and shine in the darkness. Come, God, and meet us here. So I'm sure we'd all acknowledge in some way that this has been a difficult season for many of us. There's been illness and unemployment, separation from loved ones, broken relationships, unmet hopes and expectations, events that have divided our homes, our families, communities, country. There's been loneliness and isolation. Perhaps the death of a friend or a family member, the loss of a pregnancy, war in our world, fear for our future. The list could go on. Any of these by themselves can be overwhelming, but we put our heads down, we carry on, numbing ourselves to our own most intimate feelings. We busy ourselves with this task or that. Or we isolate and keep our grief, our fear, our frustration, our disappointment, our despair to ourselves. When we share our struggles with others, we feel like a burden. So where do we find room for our humanity? Where do we find room for our own vulnerability? Where do we find room for the complexity of our experience? All too often we think of the Christmas story as one of great joy and excitement, forgetting that this is the story of a young girl, unmarried and pregnant. It is the story of a carpenter whose fiancée gets pregnant and not with his child. It is the story of a baby born in a barn, surrounded by the smell of animals and the bodily fluids of birth. No doctors, nurses, midwives, or even the beloved family matriarch to oversee the birth, to cut the umbilical cord, to wrap the newborn up, or to offer rest to the weary mother or the hapless father. And it is a story of refugees, fleeing from a murderous king, slaughtering baby boys. The likes of this story are not to be found in the comforts of a starry sanctuary, or the sparkle of a busy shopping centre, or even the warmth of a private hospital birthing room. No, today they are instead to be found in the wars in Yemen, in South Sudan, in Iraq, in Somalia, in many other countries. They are to be found in refugee camps across the globe. They are to be found in countries like the US and Indonesia, the Philippines and Japan, where there have been natural disasters, wildfires, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, floods. And yes, they are to be found also in our own homes, and in those painful recesses of our own stories, in our own pain. There is room in our Christmas story today for fear, for disappointment, for sorrow, and for despair. During Advent in the church, we light the candles of the Advent wreath. And we light candles of hope and love and joy and peace. These candles remind us of God's gift to us, gifts that we celebrate, not because we already have them, but because we, you, me, our world, so desperately need them. We need hope to meet our despair. We need love to meet our disappointment, our frustration, our loneliness. We need joy to meet our grief and our sorrow. And we need peace to meet our poor health, our anger, our fear. We all need a place where we can simply be. Where we can simply be with our pain, with our suffering, and to know that we are not alone, to know that God is with us. And so tonight we remember that God came into the world amidst violence, oppression, and despair. And he brought forth light from that darkness. Tonight, we remember that God is with each one of us in our challenges and in our suffering. Tonight, we remember that God has brought life to the world, and that life is the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. Lighting candles can be a positive sign that there is some hope of light in the darkness that we find ourselves in. And in the church, we use candles as a sign that Jesus is that light. Jesus is the hope that we have. And we're going to light candles now as we recognize and remember the darkness that we can find ourselves in. But we will also light a candle as we recognize the hope that we have. So we're going to be lighting three of these candles. And after we've lit those three, I'm going to invite you to come forward if you want to take a tea light and to light a candle and place it on the table as a recognition of the situation that you find yourself in, as a recognition of the place that you're in, as a recognition of the person that you may be mourning. And then when we've done that, We will then light the fourth candle as a sign of hope. So I'm going to ask Vera if she would like to come and light this first candle. So for each of the candles, we're going to think about particular situations that we may find ourselves in. And then we will come to the time when we can come forward to light candles. So we're going to light the first candle to remember those people that we have loved and lost. So we pause. We pause to remember their name, their voice, their face, the memory that binds them to us in this season, and we hold them before God, giving thanks for their lives and for ours. And just in a moment of quiet, perhaps if there's somebody that you need to remember before God, just name them in the silence of your heart. So we light the second candle. So the second candle that we light is to redeem the pain of loss, perhaps the loss of relationships, the loss of jobs with the security they bring, the loss of health in ourselves or in our family, the loss of joy and peace in our lives, the loss and loneliness we experience when our loved ones do not share our faith. And again, as we gather up the pain of the past, we offer it to God. And we ask that he would give us his peace. So again, just offer God, if this applies to you, offer those losses to God. Name them in the silence of your heart. And we light our third candle. We light this candle for those who experience a loss of direction in their lives. God led Moses and the people through the wilderness to a new land, and we want so much to have a sense of direction, to know where we are and where we ought to be going. But the darkness and the questions stay. God tells us not to fear because he is with us and he goes before us. And yet it is so difficult to trust that we're on the right path. Again, if that's you, take a moment to recognize that loss of inner direction, that lack of knowing we're on the right path. And again, name it in the silence of your heart. We're going to light the fourth candle in a minute, but I'm going to invite you to come forward now if you want to. There are plenty of tea lights. As you recognise the situation that you find yourself in, the person you're remembering, whatever it is, as you recognise that before God. So do please come and light a tea light as you name that quietly in your heart before God as a sign of recognition. If there is a need to light more than one, that is fine. But please do come forward. There'll be some quiet music playing. There is no rush, and we will have Just a good few minutes while we can do this as we feel led.
Thank you.
So the fourth candle has been lit as a sign of hope. The hope that the Christmas story offers to us. The hope that God is among us in our pain. The hope that God's promise, he promises us a place and time when there will be no more pain or suffering or tears. Admittedly, that's a time in the future, but a time nevertheless that we can look forward to. So we just have a few more moments of quiet. Perhaps just hold out your hands or your heart to God and ask him to reassure you of his presence in the darkness, to reassure you that his promises for the future are true. So the candles that we've lit, the light in all its brightness, are helpful signs. And as they burn, and as they finally go out, we can remember that suffering does pass, though memory remains forever. We're going to listen to the story of that first Christmas. Andrew is going to come and read that to us, and then Nick will come and lead us in a time of prayer.
The account of the birth of Jesus as in Luke's Gospel. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had seen and what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, for just as they had been told.
So we're going to turn to a time of prayer, and you'll find the response on your service sheet. When I say the word, Lord, come to your people, please do reply, in your mercy, set us free. And so let us pray to the Lord. Lord, come to your people, in your mercy, set us free. Unlooked for, Christ Jesus comes. To shepherds watching their sheep through the long, dark night, he comes with the glory of the angel's song and in the humility of the manger. Loving God, we pray for our community. In the midst of our everyday lives, surprise us with glimpses of your glorious, humble love at the heart of existence. Lord, come to your people. In your mercy, set us free. Searched for, Christ Jesus comes. To the wise and powerful, star led to Bethlehem, seeking a king, he comes. Child of Mary, crowned with meekness, worthy of every gift. Loving God, we pray tonight for the leaders of the world. Guide them with your light to seek wisdom, justice, and peace. Lord, come to your people. In your mercy, set us free. Longed for, Christ Jesus comes. To Anna and Simeon, whose days are lived in faithful expectation, he comes. A new life to the old, a living prophecy of hope. Loving God, we pray for the church in all the world. Unite us by your Spirit and make us faithful witnesses to the hope we have in you. Lord, come to your people. In your mercy, set us free. Prayed for, Christ Jesus comes. To men and women crying out in darkness, pain and loneliness, he comes. At one with us, our Saviour, healer and friend. Loving God, we pray for those whose lives are hard and painful, or whose existence is sorrowful, bitter, or empty. In their need, may they know your healing touch, reaching out to comfort, strengthen, and restore. Lord, come to your people. In your mercy, set us free. Unlooked for and not searched for, longed for and prayed for, loving God, you come to us now as you have come to your people in every age. We thank you for all who have reflected the light of Christ to us. Help us to follow their example and bring us with them to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. To sum up our prayers, we join in the words of the Lord's Prayer on our order of service. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
As we come towards the end of this service, there will be an opportunity after we've sung the carol and after we've had a blessing for you to choose what you would like to do. To remain seated is absolutely fine. There will be some music. We have a Christmas tree on the side here, and there are some baubles and some pens. And if you'd like to write your name, or the name of the person that you've remembered, or just a word to describe the situation that you've been remembering, and hang it on the tree, there will be people from St. Matthew's who will just pray for that person or that situation over this Christmas time. So if you want to do one of those, you would be very welcome. If you find you want to light another candle, that would be fine. If you would like somebody to pray with you, please do ask myself or Nick or one of the others here, and we can pray with you. There is also tea and coffee available over in the North Aisle by the hatch. Please do just stay and have a cup of tea or coffee, and there are some mince pies. Please don't feel that you need to rush away. So I'm going to suggest that if you can stand, we will stand. We will sing Silent Night, Holy Night, as we just recognise the hope that we have. Please do stand. as we remain standing, a final blessing as we finish this part of our service. So may the hope of Christ sustain us through the darkness, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.